This is Josh. How are you?
Josh, it's Corey in PEI. I'm awesome. Thank you for taking my call today.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about it. So, Buck Cherry, June 28th, Eastlink Center in Charlottetown. The new project is out, and I want to pick your brain a little bit about the new music. So creating new music, what is that process like for Buck Cherry? Has it evolved over the years?
We are evolving over the years as people. So because of that, the music is getting better and better, you know, and we've got a good little system going on right now. And, you know, Stevie and I and Marty Fredrickson, our producer, and we write a bunch of songs with him. He goes all the way back to the 15 days where we first met him and co-wrote Sorry together. And, you know, he produced the Hellbound record, and we wrote a bunch of songs with him on that record. And we just took the same formula for this record because they are turning out very good. So, we worked really hard on the record, and it's such a fun ride from beginning to end. It's called Volume 10, and it's out right now, and it's our 10th record, and we're really excited.
It's awesome. And the tour is underway. A few dates under your belt for this tour. How's it going so far?
Yeah, it's going great. Right now we're out with by ourselves headlining, and then we're going to start up with Skid Row here in about a week or so. And we've already done a whole month with them earlier in the year. It was a really good turnout, a lot of sold out shows. So we booked a couple more legs with them, and they're lovely people. And they just dropped a new record not too long ago. They got a great new singer, and so it's all going good.
What's the comparison like between live and in the studio? It must be a completely different atmosphere, because studio, you don't really get the vibe from the crowd, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you always have that in your head, you know, at least I do as a singer. And, you know, when I'm performing my vocals, I try to always, you know, kind of attack it in a way that if I was singing it live, you know, and I try not to make the song so hard that I can't sing them live, you know. You know, sometimes I'll sing a chorus and it'll be really high in my register, and then I'll try to sing the whole song down and it'll be really a struggle for me. So we'll change the key, you know, in order so it's better in my wheelhouse and stuff like that. We did that with a few songs on this record, and it really works out.
Now, you did a cover of Bryan Adams' Summer of 69. Any special reason?
Well, first and foremost, we love Bryan Adams. and, you know, that song in particular, I think every musician has a song where they wish they would have wrote it, and that's one of those songs for me. And I grew up in Southern California. Every time I heard that song, it kind of, you know, marked my summers, and I love the lyrical content. I just think it's, you know, the melodies and the arrangement, it's just a perfectly written song as well, and it kind of takes you down memory lane every time you hear it, you know. And those are really powerful emotions, and Bryan Adams wrote a lot of songs like that, you know. He was the master of that, you know. So anyways, we would break that song out live, you know, a few times, and our manager caught it one night, and he's like, oh my god, you guys got to record this song, you know. And so we were like, okay, you know, we didn't really think much of it. It came in right at the end. He kept kind of pounding us to do the song, and we recorded the song right at the end. You know, we speed it up just a little bit and put our little Buck Cherry flavor on there, and you know, it sounds like a Buck Cherry song now. You know, it's a lot of fun, and I hope if Brian ever hears it that he likes it. You know, we really admire him, and it came out good, so everybody thought it should be on the record, so we put it on at the end.
It's awesome, and I love the originals. Excited for the show, June 28th here in Charlottetown. Safe travels as the journey continues, and looking forward to rocking out at the Eastlink Center with you.
Thanks so much. It's going to be fun.